without further ado, on behalf of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame Incorporated, I'd like to introduce Packers Hall of Fame President Mike Gage. Mike?
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Again, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very, very much. It's very exciting and quite an honor.
Just wanted you to know the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame is very, very pleased to be inducting you this coming July 21st. It's going to be a great induction banquet and ceremony. I think that your selection of Ron Wolf as your presenter is absolutely terrific.
When I asked him, he said, "Now don't expect me to blow a lot of smoke your way." And I said, "I totally understand, and just keep it short, you know."
I'm sure he's got some good stories to tell.
Yeah, he does.
Well, Coach, do you want to maybe start off with some thoughts, and then we'll open it up to questions?
Well, sure. I appreciate it, Aaron, and hello to everyone there. This is first of all, it's quite an honor. You know, and I think that goes without saying. And when you first have an opportunity to either play or coach or work for the Packers, it's really something. And I've always said this, from an outsider looking in, they look at the Green Bay Packers as something special. When you actually work there, you realize it's even more than that. And so our time there, my family, Kathy and the girls, and was a very special part of our lives. And now to join some of the famous great people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, it's quite an honor, and I'm humbled by it.
All right, we can open it up for questions.
Hey, Mike, Mark Daniels in Green Bay. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, how long did it take you to realize when you got the job that the working relationship you and Ron had was going to develop as strong and as successfully as it did?
Well, I think when you're new like I was and you, during the interview process, you know, we hit it off very, very well. So immediately I was very comfortable, and he made me very comfortable. But that's just the beginning. And then as we worked together and continued to build the team up and so on, you know, I realized how lucky I was. And I can honestly say that in the time we were together, we never had a harsh word. We never had a real argument. We discussed a lot of things, but I think we were respectful of one another. He was at his very best with me. He was at his very best with me after we lost a tough game. And that's hard to do. I'm learning that myself right now in my current position. You know, you go in there, you feel bad, but it's your job to help the coach and support him as best you can. And Ron was really great with me. So early on, I thought it was going to work. And then as every day, you know, it just got better and better.
Mike, this is Mike Vandermoss from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Have a bit of a hypothetical question. Had you known back in January of 99 that Ron was going to retire 2 years later, might you have considered staying in Green Bay and maybe taking on both jobs, the head coach and general manager?
Well, I think, boy, Mike, you know what, Mike, you haven't changed a bit, you know? You know what, in all honesty, I think I've said that before, that if I just had an inkling that was going to happen, then perhaps, you know, that would have happened. But, you know, no one knew. I don't think Ron knew at the time. And, you know, the opportunity was presented to me to do both. And so I made the decision. I choose, and I think you have to in this business. You know, if you start looking back too much and on the what ifs, then you're really going to hurt where you are at that particular time. And so, while it was a special time for me and the family, as I've mentioned. But, you know, I made my decision, and the Packers made theirs, and Ron made his, and all that kind of stuff, and you just move forward. And clearly, you know, the team is going great guns right now with my old buddy Ted Thompson. So I think things work out the way they're supposed to, Mike.
Mike, if I could just follow up, you've worked under both situations with the head coach and general manager being separate and also being held by one person. Which way do you think works best?
Well, when I was a coach, I thought the coach could do it all. Now that I'm a front office guy, I think it has to be separated. Is that a good answer?
Very good.
No, I you know what? I think it's historically, it's some people have done it, you know, and I always use the case of Jimmy Johnson, really. Who had both jobs, really, and then it was very successful doing both. But you have to have the right chemistry, the right makeup, I think, for that to happen. When I was in Seattle, as an example, when I had both responsibilities, of course, I had Mike Reinfeld and Ted Thompson there as my right-hand guys, and I trusted them implicitly, and that would have worked had we all stayed together, I think, long enough. But it's a tough job for one person, but I think in the right situation it can be done.
Mike, Tyler Dunn with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I guess, how important is your legacy in Green Bay to you, and what do you hope that is?
Well, I think it's I don't know. You know, I've always said this, and I really believe this. I was a high school history teacher who got lucky, you know, and then Ron Wolf decided to take a chance on a guy who hadn't been in the league very long. And to be a part of and be mentioned in the same breath, as I said earlier, with the greats of the Green Bay Packers, that's a special thing for anybody. And I think, you know, it's an honor. And I'm humbled by it, as I mentioned. And I would hope that people, as far as legacy goes, that when we came in there, we did a good job. We worked hard at it. We set the tone for the future, perhaps, and got people feeling really good about the football team again.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
I guess, did you allow yourself to think about the Packers Hall of Fame either when you're here in Green Bay or in Seattle or Cleveland? I guess, did that ever cross your mind that you might be good enough at some point to get inducted?
I don't think so. I think coaches, general manager, whatever, you work as hard as you can, and then you don't really think about it much until you get the phone call. And then when you get the phone call, then you start thinking about it, and you said, wow, you know, this is pretty neat. But I think if you go in, anybody, coaches, anybody, go in with the idea, this is my goal, then you're really kind of shortchanging that particular team on that particular week and that particular season. You have to just take each day. And then if you work hard enough and good things happen, it might not be the Hall. There are a lot of great coaches and players and that haven't gone into Hall of Fames, but they enjoyed what they did. They made a contribution. And that in itself is what we got in it for in the first place. And then if something happens like this, it's kind of the icing on the cake.
When did you find out, and what was your reaction?
I guess it was time-wise a couple months ago. Mike would know better than I would on that, and I just had a quiet moment, you know, and I said, wow, you know, and I phoned my wife and phoned my children, and like I usually do on situations like that, and just said, well, it looks like they're going to let me do this. And so I tried to low-key it as best I could, but inside I was very excited.
Mike, it's Lance Allen from WTMJ in Milwaukee. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
When you look back on it, when you took the job 20 years ago, a lot of people said you can't win a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Is that something you take a lot of pride in?
Well, I think certainly when you get to the Super Bowl and then win the Super Bowl, everybody can feel good about it. And I remember distinctly a moment right after we won the game in New Orleans. I was in my coaching office there at the Superdome, and I asked everybody to leave. And it was kind of an odd request because everyone was very happy, and they left me alone for a while. And I just thought at that particular moment, I was kind of quiet, and I had my own private thoughts, and I just thought of all the folks – in the organization, not players and coaches, because we're in the front lines, but all the people in the organization that had been there for a long time, and were able to share in the victory, you know, the Super Bowl victory. And I think that in itself is something very special. You know, it's a special organization, has been for a long time. And like I said, to get few people feeling very, very good about their football team again and sharing in that victory was special to me.
Mike, Mark Daniels again. I mean, you were butt heads with the Cowboys. Did you ever think you'd get over them? I mean, was there a point where you got, geez Louise, this is a little much, 3 years in a row down there?
Yeah, I know. It was tough. They were very good, Mark, if you remember. I can remember talking to the team, though, in the last time. I don't know if that was the game where Gil got hurt or not, Gil Haskell, and it was a very emotional time for me, and I had trouble speaking. I said, one of these days we're going to be able to do this, and you just got to believe it. And I think the big thing was again, if we could finally get a playoff game up in Green Bay, I thought we had a tremendous advantage, and that's what ultimately happened. But, you know, there are teams, you look back in NFL history, the Cowboys were already there, and they should receive a lot of credit. And we were coming, you know, we were on the come, and the timing was we played those guys all the time, and it was tough. They matched up very, very well against us, and they had a fine team. And you look back in history, when I was with the 49ers, I felt the same way about the New Orleans Saints under Jim Moore. You know, they were very, very, very good, but we were just a little bit more advanced than they were at that particular time, and then they couldn't get over that hump, you know. So that's kind of how I felt, but eventually I thought we could do it.